What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Dead End Sports. It's a the fantasy football show, man, with your boy BZ and Ken. What's going on, B?
What's up? Week two, you know, very, very blessed for me, you know, in fantasy football this past week, week two. Week one, had a 2-2 start in the first season, and in this week, I go 4-0 in all four of my leagues. We got W's. We got a W in the league that me and you co-manage, and my other rest of my other leagues, I got a W in, and which I got a W against Ken. So
oh my god!
the thrashing of BZ430 against Ken is just continuing in 2017. So we're going to find out, you know, how long it is going to keep up, because we in another league together as well. So this should be pretty interesting, man. How did fantasy turn out for you this week?
Well, you already just said it, man. Like, I just couldn't believe it, man. When I took a break from working and went and sat down to eat, and the game was delayed, for those of you, I mean, those of you listening probably know that the Cowboy game was delayed. So yep. I was sitting there watching that game, and I'm like, they are not giving this dude a carry. Like, nope. It was throw after throw. I started texting you. I was so annoyed.
Yeah, I was me and Kyle and my dad was watching. I was just like, man, I know. I was telling Kyle, like, man, I know Ken is pissed. Ooh, I know he pissed. But I was like, I'm loving every minute of it, though, because I need it.
Well, yeah, because I just, especially when they got the interception, was at the 3-yard line. I was like, oh, this is easy, 6 points. You know, and then they did the throw, and I was like, okay, they're up, what, 7? I think they went up 7-0, or they tied it, or whatever it was. But either way it goes, it was still a tight game, so that means they had to run. But no, they didn't give him the ball. They didn't throw him the ball. They didn't do anything. It was absolutely terrible. And you beat me 113-91. I mean, it was ugly. I don't know what happened. There's just no excuse for what happened last week with the Cowboys. And, you know, for those of you that listened last week, you know that one of the roster decisions that we, me and I, talked through was whether or not to start James White over Bilal Powell. Well, guys, I started James White, who put up 10. Bilal Powell did absolutely nothing, like 1.3 points.
Smart decision. Smart, I told you. Told you, man. Yeah. Go fight, take out Pop, and then put somebody else in that flex position. I told you, man. I told you.
Well, I played Sammy Watkins, but he only got 3.2 points. Tevin Coleman was the play, and Chris Carson. I had no idea. So overall, I think in Yahoo, I went, let me see, in Yahoo, I went like 2-2, I think. Yeah, 2-2. I lost two other leagues. And then I think I won the Dead End Sports East League that I'm in with Kyle. But yeah, man, I think so far going to the team that we have, man, we're going to be a problem.
yeah, we're going to be a problem. I think we are. And also, you know, I just played Ken in Dead End Sports League. I'm playing him again this week in the real NFL league. So
that was closer.
Yeah, that's gonna be a close. That's gonna be a tight one, man. They got you favored to win, though. Yahoo got you favored to win, and I didn't realize you was 0-2. You haven't got a W yet, so I got to try to make that to 0-3, keep you out of bay.
I need
to go up to 2-1. But yeah, I got and I'm gonna talk about this matchup because you got Breeze, you got Thomas, you got two Thomases, Demaryius Thomas from Denver, and then Thomas from New Orleans. You got Elliott going again, Carson. You got James White. You got White. I don't know how many, you know, you're going to tweak the lineups or not. But for me, I got Cam Newton, who's questionable. Jeffrey, who's been, okay. Matthews, Gordon. I'm worried about Howard, man. Howard is questionable going in, and they talking about not even giving him that much carries going into this week against Pittsburgh. So Chicago at home, so that's going to be one I'm scared of. Greg Olsen is probably going to be out for the year. So I got to take him out and use Fleener, which, you know, Drew Brees go to Fleener, you know, from time to time. He looks for him in the red zone. And Ty Montgomery, he's been my horse so far with these first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, Arizona going against Dallas. My Arizona defense going up against Dallas Monday night. So let's see if Arizona can duplicate what the Denver Broncos did for Zeke for me. I'm gonna need that, but I don't know, man. I might have to do some shuffling with this one because Cam Newton questionable kind of worries me because I got Wentz on the bench who I can probably replace him with, but I don't know, man. I'm nervous. No, I'm sorry, not Wentz. I got Carson Palmer. He's my backup QB.
Ugh, yuck.
Yeah, I know, right? And then like the for Jordan Howard, I got Matt Forte. I got, you know, Chris Hogan. I got I picked up Eric Ebron from Detroit as another tight end. I put Greg Olsen on the IR. I got Sterling Shepard and my man from Arizona to back up for Johnson. But I don't know, man. I might put Montgomery in that Jordan Howard and probably put Chris Hogan or Matt Forte at that flex. I'm debating.
Chris Hogan did okay. I mean, he caught a touchdown.
Yeah, he did all right. You know, I mean, you know, Brady got no choice but to look at him now with Edelman out. So, you know, that's just more love for Cooks. And Gronkowski might be. I think he's questionable. So if he doesn't play, you know, that's going to be even more target opportunities for Hogan. So, yeah, I might just take that chance to play Hogan. They're going against tough Houston, though. Houston got a tough defense. So that's going to be scary. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at that matchup with James in my flex spot. And it's between James White and Sammy Watkins, but I don't like Thursday games. You guys that listen to the show over the last year or two know that
Yes. Oh my God. Fantasy football is awful on Thursday night games. Like, I even feel comfortable playing Antonio Brown on a Thursday night. I'm like, God, I don't want to play him because I hate Thursday night games. But, you know, he still was serviceable for me. But still, I feel you can. Like, Thursday night games, they just make me puke.
Yeah, so let's talk about Jordan Howard because he's interesting, right? He came in with a lot of hype. He performed well. We had him last year, right?
Yeah,
we did. And and I think the problem that he's going to encounter this season, obviously something you say all the time, game film. The second thing is, and we talked about him last week, Tariq Cohen. Is taking a lot of snaps. He's catching the ball a lot. He's getting carries. But the reason why this happened is because two of the receivers are down. They're playing Deontay Thompson and Kendall Wright, and Kevin White hurt. He's out for the season. And Cameron Meredith. So that offense is really, really limited, which means that they can focus on Jordan Howard more. So it's going to be an interesting player to watch as the season goes on because, you know, I think you said this last week or on Dead End Sports, these teams, it takes a while. It takes about 4 or 5 games for them to kind of get into a rhythm. And then at that point, you know what you got. Ty Montgomery, man, he shocked me, man. Like, he put up 23.60 last week. And
he balled again this year. I mean, this week, he bought it this week. I was like, man, that might be my guy, man. That might be like my horse where, like, he's going to be my most consistent player, like, week in and week out. I have a feeling.
Yeah, it's looking that way. I have him on the team, but I'm always nervous when I play it. But so far, so good for him. For me, when I look at my team, Eifert is hurt again. That shouldn't surprise anybody. So I may have to go on the wire and get somebody to take his spot. And Demaryius Thomas is hurt, and you know, I mean, Simeon's just—he's just not good enough, man, to really consistently deliver points. But we'll see how that goes along. But really, the guy I want to talk about is Chris Carson. Chris Carson, man, we talked about him last week. We told you guys if he was available, go get it. He put up 10 points last week. And it looks like he is the best back in Seattle and that he may be the dude. If he's still available, go get him now because you don't want anybody else to get it. And even if you're just holding him, you just want to see how that play out in Seattle. That situation is messy. Lacy didn't even – I mean, he was benched. He wasn't even active at all, so he's done. They may cut him. And Ross can't stay healthy, so – he's the guy you'll want to own. So fortunately for me, having drafted Bilal Powell, I'm glad that I got him because now I have an okay number two, and that's what I need. And I've struggled with this team so far this year. But I'm not going 0-3, man. You can kill that noise. That's not going to happen. You just caught me in the wrong week.
It's going to happen. And it's, again, you're going to come back pissed off next week. Like, man, I don't know what the heck happened. Like, oh, man, that's going to be great. I'm going to love it. Let's talk about Kareem Hunt. As right now, he's looking like a number one overall draft pick. If we had to redo the draft right now, that dude is beasting. Do you think it got a lot to do with just him catching everybody by surprise?
So he had me worried a little bit last week because so I have the notification set on my phone. I don't know if you do, but whenever there's a touchdown score, it pops up and it's like, hey, such a, okay.
Yep.
So, and we, for those of you listening slash watching, we play on Yahoo. That's where the main league is hosted. And he wasn't doing anything. My phone was quiet. And then all of a sudden he popped, what, a 53-yarder? And then, then he got another one. I'm like, oh, okay. So, I don't know, man. I'll go look at. I think he definitely wouldn't slip past the fourth round, because remember we got him at a steal. We got him when we drafted him early. Let me go see where we drafted him.
I'm looking right now. We drafted him in the sixth round. Late sixth round. Yep, I'm looking at it right now. We got him in the sixth round.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Adrian Peterson got on off the board. Doug Martin, Tevin Coleman. They all got off the board before we drafted Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, because we had Le'Veon, and we'll talk about him in a second.
Yeah, we had Le'Veon early, and we picked up Lamar Miller, too.
Yeah, who's doing – yeah, because we needed a number two running back, and we got him in the third round. And
yeah, I hope, it seemed like Martavis Bryant came out of the show this past week. Remember, he didn't do nothing for us the first week. It seemed like this week he kind of came out, man. I'm glad to see that, because like you said, if he comes out, this makes our team dangerous. Kenge 430, it makes our squad. I mean, look at this squad. We got Aaron Rodgers, Martavis Bryant, my man from Rams, Cooper Coop, Le'Veon Bell, Kareem Hunt, which is pretty much like your two main horses that can give you any given week. They can both combine for 50 points, 60 points. Martellus Bennett, Lamar Miller. I mean, we even got Chris Carson now. You know what I'm saying? Rashard Matthews, Kelvin. This is a nasty squad. We're going to be dangerous, man. I feel us going damn near undefeated in this league. Like, I really do.
It feels like it. So, and now let's talk about Le'Veon Bell, because he hasn't done anything, and we're 2-0.
Right.
Yeah, so just like Martavis Bryant, you know, we're still waiting on – and Aaron Rodgers hasn't even really gotten off.
Right, yep, Aaron Rodgers hasn't really gone off, and we still, you know, we still put up enough points where it's serviceable and we can win for that week. So, I don't know, man, our squad, once our squad see that full potential, we are going to be a team you do not want to face, hopefully as long as we don't get suffering no injuries or anything like that.
Yeah, I think this week will be a good test for Kareem Hunt going against the Chargers. So far, they look like they have a pretty decent defense. Oh, what I do hate is that, it wasn't a bad move because I dropped Samij Perine, however you say it, for Chris Carson. Mm-hmm. And then Rob Kelly gets hurt, and he may miss time with a rib injury. Because the guy, he had no carries last week. So I was so we don't need him until he get work. And then, I mean, he didn't do much with it, but you know, B from playing this game for a long time, like, you just want the opportunities.
Yep. And,
you know, you get on the goal line, can fall in for, you know, a touchdown. So, yeah, but outside of that, though, we're looking pretty. And I think it may be a matter of time before Wendell Smallwood get, you know, a shot. And it may not, but, you know, we'll see. But
let me ask you something quick. Okay, so going into week three, is it any, like, you know, must pickups or anybody to, like, look at to try to get off waivers for going into this, you know, going into week three?
So that's the interesting thing to me about this year, because waiver wire is just, I mean, no. Like, there's nobody really out there that I would be interested in picking up. What I'm doing, you know, on – my team is just, I'm waiting for somebody to go pick up a hot hand and drop somebody good. It hasn't happened, but that's what I'm waiting on. So I'm just kind of chilling. I'm not really making any moves.
Yeah. The reason why I asked you that too, because like going into this week when I was looking at the waivers, I was like, who is it to pick? Like, it's usually it's always like maybe a player, a wide receiver, running back here or there, you know, that you can be like, oh man, I can probably get him, you know, stash. But I didn't see no one to put away for stash. You know what I'm saying? Right, besides the person you mentioned, Chris Carson. But I mean, I think people, I mean, at least in most leagues I play in, you know, we play in with some guys that know their stuff. So he's on squads. I mean, you know, yeah. The sleeper guys, you think that's just in our league? Oh, he's on the team. You know what I'm saying? So my man from the Bears, Cohen, he's on the team. Like, he's not going to be sitting in the way. He's not going to be sitting in the waiver, you know, in our leagues. So, yeah, I was just looking. I'm like, man, who can I suggest for, like, a good pickup? But nobody's out there, man. Like, not even for tight end. Like, it's one league. I'm kind of hurting that tight end now because I got Gronkowski that's kind of hurting. I think my backup is my man from Tampa. Braff?
Yeah, Cameron Brake.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And I was looking on the waiver. I didn't see nothing that was appealing. Maybe Antonio Gates. Maybe he was out there. But that was it, man. Jesus Christ. That's why I asked you that, because I couldn't find anyone. I was like, man, who to pick up? Who's going to be that good week three waiver wire pickup?
Well, and Gates is – with Gates, you're just hoping to get a touchdown. You're streaming him at this point because Hunter Henry, it looks like they're making that transition – to Hunter Henry, because he got a lot of work last week too. But I'm on FF today, and there are a couple of names that you may can go get. Like Chris Thompson had a decent game. I mean, he had a good game. I'm not going to say a decent game, but what, he popped a long run for a touchdown? That's not going to happen often. But he's like another Tariq Cohen. He's going to catch balls for you, and Samaj Perine may be out there for you. Javoris Allen, like you said, B, most of the people that we're playing with, he may already be gone. So yeah, he's not. But if he's not, you know, get him. And then after that, Kerryn Williams didn't do anything, which I expected. But if you needed a running back, you got to get somebody. There's a guy you could pick up. What's his name? Coleman? Chris Coleman? Corey Coleman.
Corey Coleman.
Yeah, he broke his hand. Might be out 8 weeks. So pick up Rashard Higgins. Now, here's the thing with most of these guys that we're saying you can go pick up. There's no guarantee. We haven't seen them before. We don't know what Rashard Higgins is going to do. You could probably go pick up Brandon Coleman. He had a good game, but we don't know if that was a fluke. But you need bodies sometimes. And, you know, in Jacksonville, Marquez Lee and Allen Hurns. J.J. Nelson was a good pickup. Corey Davis got hurt. Somebody may drop him, so you can pick him up and hope he get healthy. But nah, it's ugly, man. It's ugly. So if you didn't, this is one year where if you didn't draft well, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And what I would recommend is that you hold your guys as much as possible. Because if you drop them, you may not get them back. You may need them. That's how bad it is. So, I don't know. So, has anybody, like, surprised you so far this year in terms of their performance, like, underperforming? And you kind of expected more from them? Le'Veon Bell. Yeah, underperforming. Le'Veon Bell is obvious, right?
But yeah, anybody else? I would say Odell, but he was injured. He didn't play the first game due to injury, so that would be kind of like bold to pick on him, even though he didn't play. I mean, he didn't do much the second game either. I'm just looking at it as like, man, Dez Bryant. Would you say Dez Bryant is like an underachiever, I guess? Because he went early.
Second round. Yeah.
And he's kind of underachieving so far. I guess surprise would be Kareem Hunt, because that's just like one of those came out of nowhere type guys. Because we all knew going in Spencer Ware was going to be that guy. He was going to be the horse. He was a running back that was getting drafted early because we knew what he was capable of doing. And now he got hurt. And now we just like, okay, Kareem Hunt, you know, you like, okay, yeah, let's get him because we know he's the next backup. But damn, he done something that hasn't been done since Marshall fought. So, I mean, Kareem Hunt is definitely like a shocker. And another underachiever right now, and I think you mentioned him earlier on the show, Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is another QB right now that's kind of like underachieving, not playing the usual discount double check Aaron Rodgers that we used to seeing as of right now. So, yeah, I think those are my underachievers and my surprise.
You know, I think the thing about Kareem Hunt, and I know we're talking about him a lot, but he deserves it for now. So let's give a brother his credit, is that this isn't really a fluke. Like, for a lot of people, he kind of popped up on the scene, but they were talking him up in training camp. And he was actually threatening Spencer Ware for playing time. As it just so happened, Spencer Ware got hurt, so he may be done.
He might not get that spot back. If Kareem Hunt go out there and rush for like about 1,200 to like 1,400 yards, Kareem Hunt might be that new starter, and then next season Kareem Hunt gonna be going in the first round.
I got a guy, DeMarco Murray, man.
That's a good one. Because it looked like he about to get his spot taken by Henry.
Yep. Henry had a good game, and I drafted him wherever I could because I had a feeling that DeMarco Murray may not make it through the season, and that may actually be the case. So, excuse me, we'll see. But, yeah, he's underperforming. Another guy, I want to go back to tight ends because I'm in a situation you are where I have Tyler Eifert, and he may be out, and I'm looking at the tight end position. I'm like, ugh, this is ugly. I'm looking at Evan Engram, who may be gone by now, but there's really, let me go. I'm going to go to the waiver wire and see because I didn't have anybody that I felt comfortable drafting, picking up, but I know I had to pick up somebody. And when I saw you picked up, who did you pick up again?
At tight end?
Yeah.
Fleener?
I thought you picked up somebody else.
In which league?
The one we're about to play in. I'll just look at the
match. Real NFL?
Yeah, you got Fleener, and then you got... So you already had Ebron?
Yeah, I picked him up. I picked up Ebron. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. That's what I picked up. I picked up him. Yeah, I put Olsen on IR, and I picked up Ebron.
Dang. So here's what's left. this is crazy. Mm-hmm. Charles Clay, who's questionable.
Yep.
Some guy named Gerald Everett that I've never heard of before. And he plays tomorrow. And Virgil Green, Benjamin Watson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, nobody. I'm better off. It's terrible. I'm going to get no points. It's absolutely horrible. That's the one I'm playing you in.
Nobody out there, dude. Nobody.
Let's see. Let's look at some receivers. Again, it's one of those situations where nothing has kind of gotten to a point where we know what's what. Like, studs are being studs. Julio's doing okay. AJ Green, but Mike Evans looked good. Mike Evans looked good last week in Tampa. But
what about J.J. Nelson from the Cardinals?
I think here's the situation.
Got a touchdown in both weeks.
He did, but that offense without David Johnson, man, like it's tough. And, you know, I think you have to go get him because John Brown, he has sickle cell. So because of that, he doesn't heal quickly. And he's out again. So, and you're at a point where you need bodies. So, yeah, you probably want to go get him, especially he's playing Dallas. He's playing Dallas this week. So, he'll easily burn one of those corners. The guy is quick. So once he get behind you, that's it.
Yep.
So, yeah, so he's a good pickup. I would probably tell people to pick him up too. And I think after the way it's shaping up so far, right, first 2 weeks, we're still trying to figure all of this out because there's been a lot of injuries, is I think what I would recommend to people is to just look for guys that get targets. Look for guys that get targets. And, you know, and that's it. Targets equal opportunity, and opportunity can equal into some guy slipping down on a play. You know, and you got to hope for the best. So Jordy Nelson is 50-50. J.J. Nelson is a good guy to go pick up. Marquise Lee is a good guy to go pick up. Because Kendall Wright is a good guy to pick up in Chicago. They don't have anybody else to throw the ball to. So, you know, it kind of makes sense to kind of go get those guys. But outside of that, Brandon Coleman, we already talked about him. And I'm just looking at the list. Like, I don't see anybody on here I'll be comfortable picking up. You might get lucky with Deontay Thompson, another Chicago receiver, because, again, they got to throw the ball to somebody. If Jordy Nelson doesn't play and J.J. Nelson is gone, you can pick up Geronimo Allison. And he had a moment, stretch, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, yeah, you remember that. So he's an option, but it's not pretty. It's not pretty. And, you know, this is what makes the game fun. Like, you know, but it's funny because I said on Dead End Sports, which that episode is out now, you guys go check it out, is that I think we're in this transition period where, you know, the old crop is going out and we're waiting for the new guys to come in. Yeah. And we really don't know who they are. So, but yeah, so nah, I don't know what to tell you. Even the quarterback situation is are ugly.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like, it's tough, man, when you're playing with people that's in this damn league that know what they're doing. It's tough. It's tough, yeah, man.
Russell Wilson looks terrible.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, that whole Seattle squad is underachieving right now.
Yeah.
Goodness man. Gracious. They look awful, dude.
Yeah. I think, man, you just got to, like, if you're lucky, like, being you're 2-0,
yep,
you're off to a good start. You know, because as things settle in and these teams start to develop, you'll really know what your squad looks like and you can get ahead. Like, I'm behind. I got to win. I got to win 2 in a row.
You got to beat me because you don't want to go 0-3, buddy.
Yeah. And if I go 0-3, it's,
woo,
it's not looking good.
Man, if I win against you again, this is going to be so funny, dude. If I beat you in the NFL, man, this is going to be crazy. Oh, man, you probably won't even do this damn show next week.
I'll give you real quick, before we get out of here, like the most popular waiver wire pickups across fantasy football leagues. Rashard Higgins, J.J. Nelson, Chris Thompson, Jermaine Kearse. We haven't talked about him. I don't know why he's high up here. Let me open that. Trevor Siemian, for whatever reason, stay away from him. I don't know. If you have Andy Dalton or Palmer, is Trevor Siemian really that bad?
Right. You're right. I mean, as the way Trevor Siemian actually played pretty okay. I mean, it's just the name is not attractive. That's all.
Right. Yeah. Huh.
Something, but you're right. I mean, Dalton and Palmer has not been playing any, you know, they haven't been playing good. So, I mean, if you struggling with those QBs, you know, why not? Why not take that chance, yeah, and play them or whatever? If you like struggling like that at the QB position.
Yeah, I got two more for you guys, and then we're going to get out of here. Because we already talked about some of these other guys on here, Allen and Chris Carson. But they have two other guys on here that's interesting. So Chris Johnson, we saw what Kerryon Williams did, nothing. So if you're struggling, need a guy, go pick him up. Can't do work much worse. And Jalen Richard, he was hot, and he had a good game, so I think part of that is why. But everybody else is just trash. You don't even want to consider it unless you're just desperate. And some people like myself may be in that situation. And Jay, let's see, Jermaine Kearse. What did he do last week? 64 yards. Oh, he caught 2 touchdowns. No wonder. Yeah, I don't want no part of that. Y'all can keep that. Yeah, I'm good. So anyway, that's going to do it for this week, man. Starting off the year, not so great. So picking up where I left off last year in my games against B. So for those of you that return, that's what happened.
Man, this is great. We're going to let you guys know how this quick matchup with me and Ken went. Should be pretty funny. So we're going to find out real fast.
And I'll actually post the teams on at least right now as they are on Instagram and Facebook, so you guys can take a look.
Good idea. Yeah, good.
I think that'll be fun. Yeah. So anyway, all right, that's gonna do it for us this week. So come back next week and hear how this one played out, and we'll kind of go through our teams and hopefully we'll have some news and information that can help you guys. So that's gonna do it. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.